In a series of four articles, This Is Beirut looks at three key elements in the Lebanese-Israeli border dispute, and a fourth that has fallen into oblivion. The first concerns the Ras Nakura Tunnel, owned by the Lebanese state and registered in the land register under number 28/Nakura, but which Israel turned into a tourist zone since occupying it. The package deal, negotiations aimed at resolving the conflict in Gaza and restoring calm in southern Lebanon, must address, from the Lebanese perspective, the issue of delineating the land borders between Lebanon and Israel. This matter resurfaced with the outbreak of the Gaza War on October 7 and has been repeatedly raised by American envoy Amos Hochstein during his multiple visits to Beirut as part of his efforts to resolve the crisis. According to well-informed sources, discussions on this topic are already underway and will materialize once the war between Israel and Hamas concludes. Ras Nakura Tunnel figures among the contentious points to be resolved in this context, part of which is occupied by Israel but claimed by Lebanon. Ras Nakura Tunnel, serving as a border point connecting Lebanon to Palestine, is officially recognized as property of the Lebanese state, yet it remains entirely under Israeli occupation. Israel blocked its exit on the Lebanese side by constructing a concrete wall. The tunnel is among the 13 disputed spots along the Blue Line, the UN-established withdrawal line after Israeli forces left Lebanon in 2000, and the 18 contentious points arising from the Israeli forces' installation of the technical barrier beyond the Blue Line. To understand why this zone is highly contested, one must examine the previous border delineations between the two countries. The border between Lebanon and Israel extends from Ras Nakura to the Wazani River, while the border with Syria extends from the Wazani River to Golan Heights, currently occupied by Israeli forces. However, between Lebanon and Israel, there are not just one but three main borders. The Palat-Nukem Line, an initial demarcation. On March 7, 1923, following World War I, French and British governments concluded an agreement delineating the borders between Lebanon and Syria on one side and Palestine on the other, dividing these countries, formerly under Ottoman rule. The agreement, named after French Lieutenant Colonel N. Paulette and British Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Newcomb, comprises 71 points, 38 identified between Lebanon and Palestine and 33 between Syria and Palestine. If we look at the 38 demarcation points, they begin with point BP1 at Ras Nakura in the west and end in the east with point BP38 at the Roman Bridge on the Wazani River, BP meaning border point, explained retired Lebanese Army General Khalil Jamail, who was sector commander of the south of the Litani sector, in an interview with This Is Beirut. Negotiations between N. Paulette and S. Newcomb concluded with an agreement under which seven villages, considered Lebanese in 1920, were lost by our country in favor of Palestine, he added. The Armistice Line. Following the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948, an armistice was signed on March 23, 1949, between Lebanon and the Hebrew state under the auspices of the United Nations. In Article 5, Paragraph 1, the agreement specifies that the Armistice Line follows the one that separates Lebanon and Palestine, namely the Palat-Nukem Line, according to General Jamail. Thus, the 38 points of the 1923 agreement are retained, with an additional 105 intermediate points added for greater precision in the delineation. This results in a total of 143 points, starting not from BP1, used as reference by the Palat-Nukem agreement, but from point B1, closer to the sea, at Ras Nakura. With the signing of the Armistice Treaty, Lebanon lost 16 square kilometers between the Palat-Nukem line and the Armistice line, as affirmed by General Jamail. The Blue Line. The Blue Line does not constitute a border line, it is rather a withdrawal line, marked by blue barrels, and drawn by the UN in 2000 after the Israeli withdrawal from South Lebanese territory, which Tel Aviv occupied for 22 years. It starts from Ras Nakura and ends at Wazani, at the level of the Roman Bridge. Although it is 121 kilometers long, the Blue Line does not satisfy the Lebanese government, which has reservations about its delineation, particularly concerning 13 points, hence the 13 contentious points. In addition to these three main delineations, there is a technical barrier which was installed by Israeli forces in 2007. Although not officially recognized, it serves as a means for Israel to enhance its security. After the construction of the technical barrier, 18 contentious points were added to the previous 13, referring to 18 villages occupied by Israelis. Ras Nakura Tunnel. In 1942, Ras Nakura Tunnel, part of the railway line connecting Haifa to Tripoli via Nakura, was inaugurated by the British. Built primarily to facilitate the transport of military equipment, the tunnel ceased to function during the War of Independence in 1948 when Israeli troops destroyed its installations in order to prevent invasion. The tunnel is approximately 60 meters long. It is registered in the Land Registry under number 28/Nakura and is under Israeli occupation. In 2000, after the withdrawal of Israeli forces, the Israeli state blocked the tunnel exit on the Lebanese side with concrete, preventing access from Lebanon. Furthermore, it transformed the area into a tourist site visited by thousands annually. The tunnel itself constitutes a threefold contested zone as it is part of the 13 contentious points along the Blue Line, the 18 contentious points of the technical barrier, and a significant portion of the tunnel interior, 40 meters, is illegally occupied by Israel. Nevertheless, it seems inconceivable for Tel Aviv to relinquish such a strategic zone, especially considering Israel's attempt to shift the starting point, point B1, to coincide with its technical barrier to expand its territory.